Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. It's no secret Minnesota has a fraud problem, now estimated at more than $1 billion of taxpayer money lost. DFL Senator Heather Gustafson says the bill to create an Office of Inspector General to investigate fraud and government waste is a must.
What we need is something that is significant, that is independent, and that is able to do some of that proactive work that the safeguards we have in place right now can't do.
The bill does have bipartisan support. The Minnesota BCA released its 2024 no-knock search warrant report today with a significant drop in numbers compared to the past 3 years. MNN's Ashley Walker breaks it down.
In 2024, there were 19 warrants requested, 18 issued, 16 executed, 1 denied, and 10 where the sought evidence was located. When comparing the data from 2023, 22, and 21, the BCA's no-knock warrants saw drastic difference. Looking at the highest numbers since the statute requiring reporting went into effect in 2021, warrants requested dropped by 166, warrants issued by 161, warrants denied by 5, warrants executed by 142, and warrants where the sought evidence was located by 138. Ashley Walker, MNN.
During their upcoming series with the Detroit Tigers this weekend, the Twins and the Salvation Army enter their second season of an in-game radiothon that supports the Bed and Bread Club. The club is a monthly giving program that helps residents with emergency and transitional housing. And the American Red Cross will be at the Minnesota State Fair this year looking for volunteers to donate blood. Regional Communications Director Sue Thasanga says as the summer winds down, blood donations typically decline.
What we need to do is make sure that we have a steady supply of blood available for patients who need it. We've made it really convenient for people at the State Fair to donate blood. Our blood mobile is parked at the Agriculture Historical Building.
People interested in donating will need to bring a valid form of ID. More information can be found on the Red Cross website. This is MNN. Senator Tina Smith is calling President Trump's choice to deploy the National Guard to Washington, D.C. wasteful, unnecessary, and a distraction from the economic calamity of his trade war and his refusal to release the Epstein files. Trump announced today he's activating 800 National Guard members to the Capitol to reduce crime, declaring a public safety emergency. The Minnesota Department of Education has launched its new Families Read Toolkit. Assistant Commissioner Bobby Burnham says it's meant to be used by parents and caregivers to help teach kids at home.
We really needed something like this because in Minnesota, only half our children are meeting grade level standards in reading. So the Family Reads Toolkit really complements the statewide comprehensive reform effort.
More info can be found on the department's website. And Lake Alice in Washington County is no more. The DNR says the 26-acre man-made lake in William O'Brien Park rapidly dried up over the weekend due to a mechanical failure. DNR officials say it will take at least a month before water activities can begin again.